President Biden's Supreme Court nominee has the votes to win confirmation today. Capitol. Here's Fox's Jared Halpern.
Senate votes are set to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is the 116th justice to the U.S. Supreme Court and the first black woman ever to hold that title. Democrats had aimed for a swift confirmation after President Biden nominated Jackson in late February. A procedural vote to end the filibuster is scheduled for the 10 a.m. hour here. That will be followed by a final confirmation vote in the early afternoon. At least three Republicans have pledged support, along with all 50 Senate Democrats, to confirm Jackson. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A base housing American troops in eastern Syria has been hit by artillery. We're told there are two minor injuries and two fires were quickly put out. The Senate today is expected to vote on ending normal trade relations with Russia and banning oil imports over its invasion of Ukraine. The House passed both bills last month, and President Biden already enacted the oil ban through executive action. The trade suspension measure allows him to place higher tariffs on some Russian imports. A doctor in Northern California admits selling fake COVID-19 vaccine cards.
Naturopathic doctor Julie A. Massey pled guilty to one count of wire fraud and one count of false statements related to healthcare matters in what the Justice Department says is the first federal prosecution related to fraudulent CDC vaccination cards. Prosecutors say the 41-year-old doctor from Napa sold hundreds of phony vaccine cards that indicated customers received Moderna shots. Massey also sold homeopathic pellets that she fraudulently claimed would provide lifelong immunity to COVID-19. Federal authorities opened an investigation into Massey last April after the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General Hotline received a complaint. She's scheduled to be sentenced in July. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Former President Trump says he wanted to march to the Capitol with supporters last January 6th, but the Secret Service wouldn't let him. He tells the Washington Post he would have gone there in a minute. He also says he doubts Florida Governor Ron DeSantis would want to run against him for president. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's mixed reaction to President Biden's announcement that student loan repayments are on hold again.
President Biden announced the pause on student loan payments would be extended to the end of August.
This continued pause will help Americans breathe a little easier as we recover and rebuild from the pandemic.
But no one seemed happy. Illinois Democratic Congressman Chuy Garcia said continued pauses only strengthen their case to cancel it altogether. And New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said these continued pauses only add stress as the next deadline looms. Republicans say these pauses are reckless. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds asked, how is it fair to somebody like myself who just paid his off? And Virginia Republican Congressman Bob Good noted these moratoriums have cost taxpayers more than $100 billion. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A homeless man charged with murdering a 14-year-old boy in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, is found competent to stand trial. Semi Williams is accused of stabbing Ryan Rogers to death in November while the boy was out riding his bike. No verdict yet in the case of four men accused of planning to kidnap the governor of Michigan.
Jurors in federal court in Grand Rapids enter day four of deliberations in a trial against Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta, who are accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020 over her COVID lockdowns. A key question that jurors need to decide is whether or not the FBI engaged in entrapment, as defense attorneys contend. Though two other men who cut deals in guilty pleas testified for prosecutors, who presented 13 days of testimony and evidence in the case, calling the accused anti-government extremists. Eight other men still face state charges in the alleged plot. In the Midwest Bureau, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is saying today that cryptocurrency needs more government regulation to prevent fraud and illegal transactions. She's giving a speech at American University in D.C. She also says there should be kind of same kind of tax reporting as investments in stocks and bonds. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.